Motherhood is tough these days. It can feel even harder when you're doing it alone. Whether you are just beginning your journey of motherhood or pumping into the wee hours of the night, we are here for you to be a breastie. Join us as we share all things breastfeeding, the mom life, and the joys in between. Welcome to Cherish Nature's Gift, the podcast. Welcome to another episode of Cherish Nature's Gift, the podcast where we delve into all things motherhood. I'm Estelle.
And I'm Yvonne.
And today we want to deep dive into the world of hypnobirthing.
Yes! So hypnobirthing seems to be a trending birth method among new mothers these days. And while some of us have been exposed to it, many have also not heard of this particular practice, nor have any experience with it. To shed some light on what hypnobirthing is all about, today we have with us Isabel Faber, a qualified hypnobirthing Mongan method practitioner and also a registered midwife and an international board certified LC, lactation consultant on the show. Hello, Isabel. Great to have you with us today.
Yay! Hello, and thank you very much, dear Yvonne and Estelle, for having me this afternoon to shed some light on what is hypnobirthing and mostly to get rid of some misunderstandings in regards to what hypnobirthing is and in regards to what hypnobirthing isn't.
Yeah, Thank you. Thanks for being a part of this. Before we begin, I understand that you're a strong supporter of women's interests and reproductive anatomy. Could you maybe just share with us a little bit about who you are? How do you get started on this hypnobirthing journey? And what made you decide that you wanted to do this for parents even?
It started from being a midwife. Midwife means that we love women. And of course, we love babies and we love our husbands, but mostly you need to love women. And during the course of my work in hospitals, during my research, I realized that I feel very strongly about women's autonomy so that they can have a birth experience, which they may experience once, twice, maybe four times in their life, but that it should be a good one. And what is important, why I chose hypnobirthing, is because not only the woman, but also the partner is fully included. And it showed me that if we accompany parents to this birth experience, and we give them the tools to experience a positive and mindful and calm experience, it will take them a long time in regards to their parenting and bonding with their children.
Really well said.
Yeah.
I really now wish I have met you years ago when I had my fourth cesarean.
17 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, yes, it existed. Yes. 17 years ago.
You know, it's really, really nice to hear you talking about being a midwife, loving woman. It's beautiful to hear your journey from there transforming to how you continue to help other women go through their birthing in such a beautiful way.
Yeah.
So I'm very inspired. Isabel, could you share with us what exactly is hypnobirthing all about?
Okay. Hypnobirthing, the Mongan method, it was founded by an American lady, Mickey Mongan, in 1989. And her grandson was the first who was born with hypnobirthing. So what is it really? It is as much a philosophy about birth and it is only technique to go through this labor. It teaches a woman and her birthing companion really the art of experiencing a birth, which is a positive experience, which they can really have in a confident and comfortable manner. So the aim is to build really an environment so that the parent goes into this labor and birth empowered and informed. This is built around evidence-based information that includes tools like affirmation, relaxation techniques, breathing techniques, self-hypnosis and visualization. And now comes the part about this hypnobirthing. So what is self-hypnosis? Because people assume sometimes wrongly that hypnobirthing is about somebody standing in front of them with a pendulum or clicking with their fingers and there it goes. No, this is really not what is happening because self-hypnosis has nothing to do with clicking your fingers or having somebody hypnotizing you. Self-hypnosis means that our mind is in the same state, like when we are daydreaming, focused on something very specific when we are engrossed in a movie, when we are engrossed in a book, and it is the state of mind we are in, day out before we go to sleep. So what it is in regard to the birth, hypnobirthing, it's that it teaches women to relax with all these tools and to also make sure that all these fears and limiting thoughts and emotions the woman may have before birth, they will be put in, let's say, under good control with the hypnobirthing tools. So the aim of hypnobirthing, and this is really important, is to have a positive birth experience so that mom and her partner come out of this birth and saying, hey, this was a good experience. We don't feel like we failed our birth or we got robbed of our birth because we had maybe a medical intervention or because the birth didn't go to plan. I think in a gist, that is what hypnobirthing is. It's about coming out of this birth and feeling this was a positive, joyful experience. What it is, having a baby, what is more joyful than becoming a parent and having a baby?
Yeah, exactly. And I think hypnobirthing, a lot of people just assume that it's the hypnosis part of it. And then you forget
Beauty
that.
Beauty is charged. Yeah. I'm raising my hand.
I know, right? Because I mean, if you don't know better, you just assume that it's probably like 90% hypnosis and then 10% birthing. Most of it is just about the heavy lifting at the mental state, but not realizing that there are all these tools and techniques that you're talking about. So apart from it being more than just the hypnosis part, what actually do you also pick up along the way?
I think you're right, Estelle, that sometimes parents, they assume that hypnobirthing is just about birth and that's it. And you might think, well, it's wrong. It's a myth. Hypnobirthing is not just about birth. It's about a parent's preparation, honestly, before and after birth. During this whole process and pregnancy, well, when a mom is doing hypnobirthing, it's all about already bonding with the baby prenatally, taking time of our busy life, taking time out for that little human being and preparing with techniques, you know, and tools to stay calmer, to maybe get rid of our fear and apprehension of pregnancy and birth, because who hasn't heard about terrible birth stories and feeling afraid, especially if it is our first baby? So what we want is that this new or expectant mom, and later on we talk about, does it have to be a new expectant mom? Well, these hypnobirthing techniques, they are techniques and tools which come in handy, obviously, in regards to preparation for my birth, so that I go into it with less fear, less apprehension, calmer, so that I'm looking forward to having this baby, being excited. Because isn't it like this? When we are pregnant, somebody is telling us, congratulations. And 2 minutes later, we are told, well, guess what? My birth was, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So sometimes that may lead a woman to become really fearful of what is going to happen. And though it is one of the most beautiful events, having a baby. So these tools and technique hypnobirthing is teaching is about that your baby already inside gets used to your voice, your partner's voice, gets used to this calm environment, to this mom who is in her pregnancy already calm, looking forward to the baby. The techniques and the mindset of hypnobirthing are useful also after birth in a parent's daily life, because what they do is these techniques, they become life skills that also show up parenting skills after birth. So armed with this knowledge, the pattern of claiming techniques and steps that they learn is how to create these good feel hormones to avoid the effects of our stress hormones, the catecholamines that cause our body to constrict and then tighten up. And lots of parents during their pregnancy and also after them, they can use these skills when the baby is there because they have learned when I'm staying calm, what is the effect of my calmness on my body and hence also feeling more in control when this baby is there. A very interesting research article was from 2011 from Amy Semple and Mary Newman. And they showed that in their research, moms who did some relaxation, calming techniques like self-hypnosis, which we teach in hypnobirthing, well, they made that these moms had fewer postnatal depression. Also, what is very interesting, I found that they felt less exhausted and they felt much more at ease and happier after their birth because they learned during all these months in preparation to their birth to stay calm and use, you know, the power of, let's say, the oxygen and relaxation to deal with what is not only during labor, but also after birth. Because who isn't stressed when our baby's crying for an hour and we don't know why, but we know that, okay, if I've learned these calming techniques, when I know that, when I stay calm, I produce endorphins, feel good hormones, my baby feels it also. Babies are like little radars. And I think it goes always full circle, isn't it? It's not all about this birth. It's really afterwards. And they come in handy and I have parents who tell me, you know, we are still using these breathing techniques now. And I can say, yes, after all these years, they come in handy. Whether you go for a job interview or you're in a stressful situation, they come in handy. It's nothing. Hypnobirthing techniques is nothing to be afraid of. It is common sense, basically. And that's why we also say it helps you in regards to your daily life.
Well, it's really interesting to know that because I've just get so inspired that hypnobirthing actually applies long-term. Yes, it's like lifelong beyond birthing kind of learning. And it's really an intentional effort to stay mindful about your body. And I think just now there was one point that you mentioned about you're expecting a baby. It's a beautiful process. All of us have that anxiety. Mm-hmm. But instead of feeling fearful, should turn it around and be prepared. Plan ahead and get ready for the happiness, the joy that you're going to receive in time. I think this is getting me very, very allured into...
into number five.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. And I think that's it. Hypnobirthing, the whole, I would say, the tools, the techniques, whatever you want to call it, it is about common sense. It's not for a special group of people. No, it's really our common sense. And when you look at it, I say this applies as well for the most creative person as the most scientific. Everybody can look at the tools or techniques and also the mindset in their way, because it is something, if you are very organized, well, it can appeal because we tell you, okay, you need to practice during your pregnancy the tools. Whereas if you are rather the creative type, well, great, because we work with visualization. Okay, that's for you then. And that is the beauty of it. It is so non-discriminatory. Everybody can do it. And you don't need to have been somebody who has done yoga or meditation, though it's an excellent thing to do. No, you don't need to have had any experience in regards to yoga, meditation, because I know the word hypnobirthing, hypnosis, makes some people a little bit fearful or maybe cringy.
So, would you say that hypnobirthing is suitable for everyone or most people?
So every woman, whether it's a first-time parent or second-time or fourth-time parent, yes, it is for everybody. Why? I think for most of the couples I've had, they are first-time parents, but I would say a third of the couples are not first-time parents. First-time parents, I think it's important because it seems that first-time parents, there's the most fear involved, and also because it's a new adventure and we haven't been there yet. So it can really be extremely useful because you have maybe this fear and anxiety because you have heard all these stories, you have seen all this, excuse me to say so, patronizing movies where a woman is portrayed in a non-nice way. Let's put it like this. And also the partner. So what I think is important, getting rid of this fear and anxiety for this first birth, that's really important so that you approach parenting and labor in a confident and calm manner. And for second time, or let's say parents who had already baby, well, there it's a blessing and a curse, of course, depending on your experience. But let's assume you had an experience which was not as positive. Well, hypnobirthing may help you to prepare for this new birth, for this new baby in another joyful manner so that you can, because in hypnobirthing, we do some fear release, meaning we're getting rid of some of the fears in a very non-aggressive way so that the parent can say, look, that was our last birth. We will have another baby. We will prepare for this baby in a different, calmer manner. And we want to feel maybe more empowered or feeling more in charge. Because a woman can have a reason, or a dad also, why they say that their first experience may not have gone to plan.
Exactly. And as with everything, I think it takes both mom and dad and also the village around them to, you know, figure out what works best, right, for this entire pregnancy and parenting journey as well. Would you say that hypnobirthing would guarantee a natural birth?
Definitely not. No, the concept
is very clear.
That's very clear. Because if you want to come and you want me to give you a guarantee, okay, if I come to your course and do hypnobirthing, I get a natural birth, I can say, sorry, I cannot guarantee that. Nobody can that. The concept of hypnobirthing is not new. Rather, a rebirth of something, a philosophy of birthing, which has been around for over thousands of years. It is about the natural instinctive birthing. And it was recaptured again. So Mickey Monger, and she got inspired again by reading Dr. Grantley de Greet's book. He is, or he was rather, a UK obstetrician in the 1920s. And he was one of those doctors who became aware that birth is a natural process. And the method teaches a woman that in the absence of fear and tension during pregnancy and, of course, during labor, severe pain does not have to be an accompaniment of labor. So we learn that during the course, as a parent, we will really learn with evidence-based information, how do my birthing muscles, by the way, the uterus is a muscle, how they work in perfect harmony, and that they were designed so that a woman's body is sufficiently relaxed and can trust their birth. So a mom can achieve this relaxation, free of resistance that fear creates, and she will use these, what we say, natural birthing instinct for a calm and comfortable birth. But by no means can I guarantee you have a natural birth.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay.
No guarantee.
It's okay.
So, come to my next question. Does hypnobirthing promise a pain-free birth?
I'm sorry to say again, no. It cannot promise you a pain-free birth. Interestingly, taking the course cannot guarantee a pain-free birth. And what is interesting maybe to say is that in hypnobirthing, we also omit to use the word pain. Because when you think of it, when I tell you the word pain, you think of something you have experienced. If you have never had a baby, you may think of a pain you had, like toothache or period cramps. But a surge, a contraction, we call contraction a surge in hypnobirthing, so we use non-medical language. We know that a surge in itself is not supposed to be painful, and we explain it by explaining to a mom how the uterus works. So why can we not say that we can guarantee you a pain-free birth? Because we can say to you, with the techniques and the tools you are learning, and when the mom and the dad are practicing, we can help you to give you a tool which promotes, yes, the release of endorphins. So by breathing well, we are releasing all these good feel hormones. And when we are relaxed, well, we cannot be stressed at the same time. So when we are relaxed, well, our stress hormones have no chance. And that's exactly it. So when a woman is full of these good feel hormones, when there is no place of catecholamines, well, maybe she is having a labor which is comfortable in her eyes and how she feels it. And yes, it requires commitment to practice a minimum this exercise in order to be at ease with the techniques. And I think that the couples together, when they're practicing, I always say, have fun while you're doing it. You know, have fun, take advantage of bonding, because we know when a baby's inside us, well, it's like their first school. They hear the noises. They recognize the voices. So play with that. So the couple approaches, you know, by practicing, by exercising together their birth, hopefully without fear, and to be prepared in mind and body. But definitely, no, I will not promise you a pain-free birth.
But what if a mummy is going through like a C-section, whether it's elective or an emergency C-section, you know, mm-hmm. or even any other types of medical intervention? How would some of these tools and techniques support that?
Yeah, thinking, right? Like I went through 4 general anesthesia cesareans and I really, really wish there was some intervention like this, some knowledge or informed learning skills that I could have done. Can I wind back time? But hopefully this can actually share with more mothers out there, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I think what is important to say, very often when a woman reads about hypnobirthing, she thinks, oh, I may have a cesarean section or I will have a cesarean section or what about if I have a medical intervention? Well, this is the good news. You can use hypnobirthing when you have a C-section. In elective C-section, absolutely, there are special scripts in hypnobirthing where we can help you. But what about also a mom when there is a medical intervention, as you said? And I think that's really important. Let's talk first about a woman who has a cesarean section, whether it's now planned or not planned. Well, if it's a planned cesarean section, it can be really a beneficial preparation for women, their partner, and the baby. Because again, during this whole time, the mom obviously will learn the tools and techniques like the breathing techniques to calm down, to be calmer during the C-section. And also, I think we very often forget that it's not only about the woman. It's also a dad who is standing next to mom, holding her hand. And also so that the dad can fully feel included in this birth and feeling, wow, I am part of this, let's say, if it is a C-section. And I really feel it's important. So the dad has the tool, okay, let's do the breathing techniques together. And all other tools, you know, affirmation, maybe a favorite script for mom. So what are now, I would say, the benefits when you are having a C-section and you have hypnobirthing preparation? Well, it embraces again the idea of prenatal bonding. Because whatever birth you have, prenatal bonding with your little one is important. And hypnobirthing can give you that. So you're listening, you are exercising, having fun together. Then what is also important when you're having a C-section, and don't be too sad, nerves and stress can impact the mother's ability on the anesthesia. So using the breathing techniques can help the body to slow down and facilitate also accepting the anesthesia more easily and having less side effects. What is also good is that the hypnobirthing techniques can help with a faster recovery and enhance to establish also for those of you of the moms who want to breastfeed to obviously establish breastfeeding. Then we have tracks which can help the mom before and after surgery for an easier recovery and again for breastfeeding. So when a mom tells us, I will have a planned C-section for whatever reason that is, we are not the one who judge that, whether it's a medical intervention or personal choice. Well, there are scripts, there are specific information so that the parent can really prepare themselves. As for the other question, whether you can do hypnobirthing when there is a medical intervention, other medical intervention needed, of course you can, because the tools, they are not specifically, again, I can only repeat it, for natural or vaginal birth. No, the breathing techniques, you can use them for whatever birth. And I think why it is so important is that during the course, we teach the parents, whatever your birth is, as long as it is a positive birth experience, then hypnobirthing worked. As somebody who's telling me, oh, hypnobirthing didn't work because I had a medical intervention or I had an epidural, I say to them, well, no, then it's not hypnobirthing which didn't work, but then as a practitioner, as a teacher, I failed you because I didn't get the real message through. It's about a positive birth experience and the tools obviously will help you to achieve that.
That's very interesting because I think it's so important, even the postnatal recovery with the hypnobirthing methods and knowledge, the skills, it can really expedite the mom to regain her wellness in the shortest time period and get ready for that breastfeeding journey ahead.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
So typically, is there a recommended golden period for starting this hypnobirthing classes?
Ideally, most parents probably start at 25 weeks, but hypnobirthing courses can be taken from 20 weeks on. Up to 35 weeks. Considering that the baby is considered being term at 37 weeks, let's say if you start the course at 35 weeks, you may discuss with your practitioner to have special arrangements so that you can finish on time the course before your birth. But definitely there are reasons. Some parents, and I think that's really personal, some of the parents, they love to start as early as 20 weeks. I had couples who start as early as 20 weeks. Because the mom or the dad told me, look, we are really afraid and we want to change our mindset a little bit, our outlook in regards to birth. And we know we need to have time to practice. We don't want to be stressed. Others are rather, okay, I start a little bit later because then I'm closer to birth. So there's more pressure on. I may say pressure to practice. And I may say that parents, where it's not the first baby, they tend to start a little bit later because also, you know, family life, it's not as easy. And I always remember this couple, they had already two children and they really knew, well, we don't have much time. We need to do it in a relatively short time. But they were extremely motivated. And she said, I was listening as if I was listening to the radio each day during the whole day. I thought, well, good on her. You know, she was so motivated for having this positive experience this third time around. And that's very heartening to see that motivation can get you far.
Just out of curiosity, right? Because depending on when parents typically start, is there like a golden period for when you need to practice some of these tools? If you start at 35 weeks, essentially, you know, you're working with almost less than a month versus someone who starts at 20 weeks, who has 17 weeks or more to practice, you know. So
it's like going to the gym or going to yoga or Pilates, right? You need a run-in period so that your muscles and your body gets connected.
Exactly.
So is there
and
a
don't forget the mind. It's the mind which is really connected. From personal professional experience, I may say, the golden period of practicing, I always take away the stress from the parents by saying, look, yes, ideally, you may practice. So we have in hypnobirthing, we have a booklet and a download card with a relaxation script. So ideally, you do it daily. You listen to the script daily, you listen to that card and you do your breathing exercises daily. That's the ideal world. Everybody knows we have busy lives and it's not an ideal world. And then it's always the question, do I need to practice alone? Do we have to do it together? We may not have time. What I always say to the parents, it should be fun and it should not be like, oh, we've got to do it for. No, it should be really something you're looking forward to. So I always in the course say to the parents, I give you tips to include it in your daily lives. Do it before you go to bed or before you get up. Do it while you're brushing your teeth 3 times a day, breakfast, lunch, dinner, as we say. Do it while you're standing at the red lights instead of just looking on your phone while do your breathing techniques then or whatever tool it is, try to include it in your daily life. Everybody's learning preference is different. So I have parents where the partner is quite adamant. Nope, I will do it with her every day.
That's a good partner.
Absolutely. I always say these are the good other students.
Good job.
But then the most important is when mom has it. Nowadays, you know, with the whole COVID situation, lots of couples working from home. So they seem to have more time. On the other hand, lots of people are working also a lot. So what I normally say is to them, look, if as a couple you don't have time to practice together, well, make sure though that communication takes place so that the dad or the partner knows what is it, what is the favorite tool mom has, what is the favorite breathing techniques, how does she want me to do it. As long as the communication works, it's fine. So that you know when labor starts, okay, she loves this tool, she loves this technique, and when I breathe with her during the surge, that's how she wants me to do it. And I think that's the most important. So I take away this pressure. And that's why I don't answer you every day, you know, 2 hours a day, because it's not right. It's really personal to every couple. I may say the majority practicing at least 3 times a week together.
That sounds doable.
Yeah.
3 times a week.
Yes. And I also take away some of this bad conscience when parents can't do it. I say, look, as long as you know what to do, how to do it, that's the most important. Because if it is nagging the parent to practice and they have then a bad conscience, well, that increases their stress. So I'm just doing the opposite of what I'm supposed to do, you know, preparing somebody to a calm and positive birth experience.
Exactly. So for all our expectant parents out there, what would you share with them who are considering hypnobirthing?
I would say this. Have you ever thought of having a positive birth experience, that really coming out and when somebody asks you, hey, how was your birth? That you say, you know what? It was really good. It was a good experience. And this, however your birth was, that would be for me really when you're considering it. And who wouldn't say no to that? Because, you know, when you think of it, when you're pregnant, the first question, everybody's saying, congratulations. And the second phrase is, do you know how my birth experience was? And then I think, well, if somebody asks you that, wouldn't it be nice to say, you know what? It was a positive experience. And I think that's what I would love to say. If you are really considering a birth experience where you go, so what is the secret of a positive birth experience? I would say this. One of the secrets is definitely when a mom and a partner dismiss, they learn to dismiss all these fear-based stories and these birthing myths and misinformation, and instead prepare for their birth and their parenting in an informed, really and empowered way. We give you evidence-based information. We give you information which is, and I repeat it again, not against medical intervention. That's why you are having the birth in a hospital. Some of you may give birth at home, but it's all about giving you information that you are empowered and informed. Another source of what is a positive birth experience and what is not a secret is, I think that the birth companion, the partner, is really fully involved. Really that this partner has the tools to say, hey, I know how to support emotionally and maybe physically, you know, during pregnancy and birth, my partner. And I really think it's wonderful when I hear after a birth, a mom saying, you know, either to her partner or to dad, or saying, you know what? I couldn't have done it without you. Isn't that the most lovely love declaration somebody could say? Because very often, dad may think, what can I really do during birth? But feeling really involved, being there to support, having the tools to do that. I think that's also for the dad. And this takes place already before birth, not only during labor or during C-section when it's a C-section, but really before. And I think that's really the other secret. And the third secret may be really, as I said before, that they come out of their birth and say it was a positive, calm, and empowering experience. I think the hypnobirthing Mongen method provides these tools and ensures that the parent, you know, can detect the secrets of a positive birth experience.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you once again, Isabel, for coming on and helping us to understand a bit more about hypnobirthing. And I really love how you emphasize the importance of dad's involvement and feeling included in this whole birthing process. As we know, the entire topic about hypnobirthing itself is so rich. It's actually, today we're just like skimming on the surface. So find out more, reach out to Isabel. She is available at Mother and Child Singapore. They have a beautiful clinic at Tanning Mall. And this is where Isabel practices, and I believe all the details about the classes can also be found on their website.
Yeah, so thank you so much, Isabel, for being a part of today's session. And do share with us what you think about what was shared in this episode in the discussion board, as we would love to hear more about what you think. Until then, stay positive and remember to cherish nature's gift.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.